specialist subject.
Summer Olympic Games 64 to 80.
Mr. Walsh, the modern Summer Olympic Games 1964 to 80, starting from now. Where were the games of the 18th Olympiad staged?
Tokyo.
Correct. Who won the gold medal in the marathon in Tokyo, beating his winning time in Rome by some 3 minutes in 2 hours, 12 minutes, 11.25 seconds?
Abebe Bikila.
Correct. Which city lost out to Moscow for the staging of the 1980 games?
Los Angeles.
Correct. In what way did the 10,000 metres event change after the Tokyo games?
They held heats.
Correct. Who did Pakistan dethrone as champions in the hockey tournament at Rome after 32 years supremacy?
India.
Correct. In which event in Mexico did Ealing athlete Lillian Borde win a silver medal?
800 metres.
No, it was the 400 metres. You're wasting his time. You're wasting his time. When Lord Kilanin became president of the IOC in 1972, who did he succeed?
Avery Brundage.
Correct. Which female competitor was the only one not to have a sex test at the Montreal Games?
Pass.
A new style of high jumping was introduced to the world at the Mexico Games by the American who won the event. What's the style of high jumping known as?
Fosbury Flop.
Correct. Why were the games brought to a halt for 24 hours on the 5th of September 1972?
Because they kidnapped Israelis.
Correct. Which Russian gymnast had a disaster on the asymmetric bars at Munich, but then went on to win gold medals for beam and floor exercises?
Olga Corbett.
Correct. In what way did the American Margaret Murdoch make Olympic history in Montreal when she won a silver medal for shooting?
Pass.
Who was the Olympic 100 metres champion in Moscow?
Alan Wells.
Correct. Where did the wrestling take place in Rome?
Pass.
Name the Russian modern pentathlete who was disqualified following a cheating incident in the fencing event in Montreal.
Onishenko.
Correct. Britain's only athletic gold medal in Rome was won by Don Thompson. For what event did he win the medal?
Pass.
How many gold medals did Mark Spitz win for swimming at Munich?
7.
Correct. Which one team's presence caused the absence of 22 others in 1976?
New Zealand.
Correct. How many nations took part in the Tokyo Games?
98.
No, it was 94.
Oh, that's close.
At the end of that round, you've scored 13 points. You passed on 3. The female competitor who didn't have a sex test in Montreal was Princess Anne, as you said. The American Margaret Murdoch was the first woman to win a medal in the small bore rifles. And Britain's only athletic gold medal at Rome was Don Thompson for the 50,000 metres walk, 50 kilometres walk.
Yeah, that's my
period. Okay, thank you very much. We have our next competitor, please. Next set of questions. Your name, please. And your specialist subject?
The life of Thomas Hardy.
The life of Thomas Hardy. Starting from now. What was the name of the small village in Dorset where Thomas Hardy was born?
Upper Bockhampton.
No, it was Lower Bockhampton. Thomas Hardy left school at 16 to become a pupil of John Hicks. What did he study?
Architecture.
Correct. A classical scholar of Queen's College, Cambridge, had a great influence on his mind and spiritual development. What was his name?
Horace Moore.
Correct. Thomas Hardy began work on this novel when he was living in Dorchester during the building of Max Gate. Which novel was this?
The Mayor of Casterbridge.
Correct. What was the profession of Thomas Hardy's father?
Stonemason and builder.
Correct. Where did Thomas Hardy first meet his first wife, Emma?
St. Julia Church.
Correct. Which outdoor hobby did Thomas Hardy take up in the latter years of his life?
Astronomy.
No, it was cycling. Who agreed to publish Hardy's novel Desperate Remedies, providing he agreed to put up £75 to correct the proofs of his own novel?
Tinsley Brothers.
Correct. What was the name given to the house at Sturminster Newton, where the Hardys spent an idyllic 2 years and Hardy wrote The Return of the Native?
Slam Hill.
No, it's Riverside Villa. Thomas Hardy had to dictate much of his serial Alasodian, I hope that's right, to his wife while an invalid spending 5 months lying on his back. What was wrong with him?
Internal bleeding.
Correct. What part of St. Julio's church was rebuilt under Hardy's direction?
Pass.
How old was Hardy's second wife, Florence, when she married him on the 11th of February, 1914?
35.
Correct. Thomas Hardy's friendship with this man began not long after Horace Moore committed suicide. His second wife wrote later that his philosophy was to influence Hardy's own for many years, more indeed than any of his contemporaries. What was his name?
Leslie Stephen.
Correct. What did Hardy receive from King George V at the age of 70?
Order of the Merit.
Correct. Who was Wessex or Wessie?
His wife's dog.
Correct. Hardy's first novel, finished in 1868, was never published. What was the title given to this novel?
The Poor Man and the Lady by
Correct. Corman. What was the name of Hardy's brother, born in 1851?
Henry.
Correct. When Hardy was 22, he went to London to further his architectural and literary ambitions and worked for 5 years in the drawing office of a man 10 years older than him. The offices were in Adelphi Terrace. What was the name of this man?
Arthur Blomfield.
Correct. Who were the publishers of Hardy's first volume of Wessex poems in December 1898?
Middles.
No, Harper's. And at the end of that round, you scored 14 points. You passed on just one, which was the part of St. Julio's Church rebuilt under Hardy's direction, which was the tower and the north aisle. Thank you very much. Have your name, please.
Andrew Collier.
And your specialist subject?
History of Leeds United.
The History of Leeds United. Your time starts now. Why did Leeds United's predecessors, Leeds City, cease to exist?
Illegal payments.
Correct. In what year were Leeds United last promoted to the First Division?
1964.
Correct. Who is the all-time top scorer with 42 goals in one season and 154 overall?
John Charles.
Correct. How many times have Leeds United won the league title?
Twice.
Correct. Against whom did Leeds United play their first ever game in the Football League?
Pass.
Who was the manager of Leeds United before Don Revie? What was the score of the disastrous defeat by Colchester United in the FA Cup in 1971?
3-1.
No, it was 3-2. In 1969, Leeds won the First Division Championship with a record number of points. How many?
67.
Correct. Why did Leeds play Wolves and Crystal Palace at Huddersfield at the start of the 1971 season?
Because of hooliganism.
The ground was closed by hooliganism, yeah, correct. In the 1946-47 season, Leeds finished bottom of Division 1, one place below Brentford, setting an unenviable record of losing how many of their 42 fixtures?
32.
No, it was 30. Which Leeds United player was the first British player to be sent off at Wembley?
Pass.
With which club did Leeds draw at Elland Road in the FA Cup in 3 successive seasons?
City.
No, it was Cardiff City. Who was the Leeds United goalkeeper in the 1970 FA Cup final replay?
Harvey.
Correct. On the 17th of September 1969, Leeds recorded their record victory in the European Cup. What was the score?
10-0.
Correct. To the nearest thousand, what's the largest crowd recorded at Elland Road?
57,892.
Correct. The 1970 Cup final side contained at least 4 players who are now Football League managers. Can you name 2 of them?
Clark and Hunter.
Correct. From the year they were promoted... I've started, so I'll finish. From the year they were promoted into the First Division until 1974, Leeds had a remarkable record. What was their lowest position?
Fifth.
No, it was fourth. At the end of that round, you've scored 10 points. You passed on three. Their first ever game in the Football League, they lost 2-1 to Port Vale. The manager before Don Revie was Jack Taylor. And Leeds United player that was the first British player to be sent off at Wembley, Billy Bremner, along with Kevin Keegan in the Charity Shield. Thank you very much. Haven't I seen you somewhere before? Could I have your name, please?
David Clark.
As if I didn't know. And your specialist subject?
Norse mythology.
Can I apologise in advance for my pronunciation? Right. Norse mythology. Your time starts now. What was the name given to the maiden warriors of Odin?
Valkyrie.
Correct. What was prepared from the blood of the giant Kvasir?
Pass.
How many goddesses did Frigga have to wait on her?
Five.
No, it was 16. Who was the strongest god next to Thor and one of the few to survive the Ragnarok?
Hrolf.
No, Vithar. Which composer based his four great musical dramas, which comprise the Ring of the Nibelungs, on the Norse deities and heroes?
Wagner.
Correct. How did Loki steal Freyr's necklace for Odin?
Pass.
With what did Hoder kill his brother Balder?
With a staff which had mistletoe on the end.
Correct. In the last great battle, who did Tyr kill, who then subsequently killed him?
Four.
No, it was Garm. Who dwelt in a hall of gold and silver called Glitnir and was a bringer of peace?
Pass.
The centre of the whole world was the world tree Yggdrasil. Its roots stretched into three realms. Which realms?
Asgard, Midgard and Niflheim.
Correct. Who lured the giant's horse, Svadilfari, away during the building of the wall around Asgard?
Odin.
That was Loki. Who did Freyr send to the underworld to woo the maiden Gerda for him, daughter of the giant Gaimir?
Loki?
No, Skirnir. Thor's home was the palace of Bil Skirnir. How many halls did it contain?
10.
No, 540. Who was the loveliest of the Valkyries who was punished
Brunhilde.
By Odin for aiding Sigmund?
Brunhilde.
Correct. When the gods found out about Loki's trickery over Balder, how did they eventually punish him?
Turning him into some kind of animal.
No, they chained him to a rock with a serpent over him. What was Mimir's the custodian of?
All knowledge.
Correct. What day of the week is derived from Odin's Anglo-Saxon name?
Wednesday.
Correct. What did Urda, Verdandi and Skuld represent?
And the foggiest idea.
And after that, at the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. You passed on four. The prepared from the blood of the giant Kvasir was the mead of inspiration. Loki stole Freyr's necklace for Odin by turning himself into a flea. Glitnir, the Hall of Gold and Silver, the bringer of peace was Forseti. Sounds like an Italian footballer. And Urda, you always passed on the ones I can't pronounce. Urda, Verdandi and Skuld represented the past, the present and the future. Thank you very much. Have your name, please. I'm just about here. You, if you could speak up just a little bit, it would help. And your specialist subject?
Life, Charles
Bunker. Could somebody close to her move the microphone just close, slightly closer to her so I can make sure I can hear? knock it down her throat. Okay, the life of Baudelaire, starting from now. What was Baudelaire's full Christian names?
Goss.
When was he born?
9th of April, 1821.
Correct. He attended College Louis Le Grand in Paris from 1836 to 1839. Why did he leave?
He got expelled.
Correct. Who were Baudelaire's literary contemporaries in France? I'll accept two.
Levasseur, Asselineau.
Correct. Baudelaire had a half-brother who significantly affected relations with his family. What
Alphonse.
Was his name?
Alphonse.
Correct. As a non-studying student in the Paris Latin Quarter, what is known of Baudelaire's mode of dress?
Le Dandy.
Correct. Who was Squinting Sarah?
Pass.
Baudelaire is depicted in a famous Impressionist painting. Which painting is this?
Pass.
Baudelaire's own father left a considerable fortune to his sons. How is it intended that Baudelaire should receive his share? By the age of 20, Baudelaire was deep in debt, writing to his half-brother for money to buy medicines. Why medicines?
He was suffering from syphilis.
Correct. What was the title of Baudelaire's famous collection of poems?
Le Fleur du Mal.
Correct. What followed the publication of these poems?
A trial.
Correct. Which American author, with his aesthetic theories, became obsessive interest to Baudelaire?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Correct. Although initially for pain relief, Baudelaire became addicted to a particular drug. What drug?
Opium and hashish.
Correct. When advancing disease and excessive recourse to laudanum caused his hair to fall out, what now modern and familiar action did he take?
Pass.
The music of which German composer particularly Wagner. Inspired Baudelaire and his published criticisms?
Wagner.
Correct. After his father's death, who did his mother subsequently marry?
General Lepic.
Correct. To stem his financial extravagance, a financial guardian was appointed to handle Baudelaire's inheritance. What legal effect did this have?
He couldn't get any money without his permission.
He was made into a minor. What was the name of the lawyer who handled Baudelaire's capital?
Anselm.
Correct. The artist Monet contributed drawings for a Baudelaire work. Which work was this?
Le Fleur du Mal.
It was a translation of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. What did his stepfather arrange in the hope of making Baudelaire, desert his determination to become a poet?
Send him on a trip to India.
Correct. At the end of that round, you've scored 14 points. We passed on 7. Baudelaire's full Christian name's Charles Pierre. I won't bother with the French pronunciation. Squinting Sarah was Baudelaire's first recorded mistress. Baudelaire is depicted in a famous Impressionist Poe painting, which is music in the Tuileries Garden, something like that, by Monet. Baudelaire's own father left a considerable fortune. Baudelaire's share was kept in trust until he was 21. Where the disease caused Baudelaire's hair to fall out, his action that he took was that he cropped his hair and then dyed it green. A financial guardian was appointed to handle Baudelaire's inheritance. As I say, this turned him into a minor, and Monet contributed drawings for Baudelaire's translation of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. Thank you very much. This should prove fascinating. Not an easy subject to research, this one. Yes, I did hear that. Thank you very much. Could I have your name, please?
Andrew Kent.
Correct. And your specialist subject?
London Transport Bus Route since 1978.
Right. Yeah, if you could keep quiet, if it's at all possible. Okay, here we go. London Transport bus routes from 1978, starting from now. Between which two points does the route 1 run?
Marylebone Station to Catford Garage.
Correct. On which bus services are dogs other than guide dogs forbidden?
Red Arrows.
And?
Air buses.
Correct. Which is the most easterly terminus on the London bus system?
Brentwood.
Correct. How many districts are there in the London bus area?
8.
Correct. Name either of the two buses that cross Tower Bridge.
42 and 78.
Correct. Where does the route N97 run between?
Heathrow Airport to Liverpool Street Station.
Correct. Why did a ride the length of the route 65 involve a walk up until recently?
The Petersham Hull.
Correct. In the same way that the E buses run in Ealing, where do the P buses run?
Peckham.
Correct. Where does Route 639 run?
It's withdrawn.
Correct. Name one bus that stops at the Oval Cricket Ground.
36.
Correct. Route 12A, the Hillingdon local service, often stops a different number of times. Why?
Pass.
Which route runs between Chislehurst, Sidcup, Avery Hill and Eltham?
228.
Correct. 5 buses pass one end of Hungerford Bridge and 11 pass the other end. None cross it. Why?
It's a railway bridge.
Correct. Watford has got only one regular daily red bus service, which terminates at Watford Junction Station. Which route is it?
142.
Correct. Assuming the route starts at Potter's Bar Garage, where does the route 134 terminate?
Tottenham Court Road Station.
Correct. Airbus A1 has a flat fare payable in how many different currencies?
3.
No, it's 5. What's the difference between the mainline station bus in the summer and in the winter?
It runs on different days.
Correct. Which daytime London bus would you be on if you went past Chelsea Football Ground?
22.
No, it's the 14. Which bus route technically leaves the United Kingdom?
82.
Correct. What's the difference between the 248A's route in the morning and in the afternoon?
There's no difference. There was a timetable change last Sunday.
Congratulations, well done. At the end of that round, you scored 17 points. The one you passed on, the route 128, which is the Hillingdon local service, it stops a different number of times because it will stop anywhere safe. Thank you very much. I don't know why London Transport print maps. Incredible. Thank you. Right, can I have your name, please?
Martin Hollands.
And your specialist subject?
I think it's the life and music of the Rolling Stones.
Correct. Right, the life and music of the Rolling Stones. Stones. Starting from... Sorry, hang on. It'll now be a short intermission. Never had to wind it on this long, Miss Matthew, before. Right, starting from now. What is Mick Jagger's mother's first name?
Eva.
Correct. Who replaced Brian Jones after his death in 1969?
Mick Taylor.
Correct. What nationality is Bianca Jagger?
Nicaraguan.
Correct. Who produced the album Sticky Fingers in 1971?
Phil Spector.
No, it was Jimmy Miller. By what name are Mick Jagger and Keith Richard known?
Glimmer Twins.
Correct. In 1967, the Stones had a double A-side hit, which reached number 3. One side was Let's Spend the Night Together. What was the other side?
Ruby Tuesday.
Correct. Mick Jagger sang backing vocals on one of Carly Simon's hits. Which one?
Boss.
Which was the Stones' original recording label?
Decca.
Correct. Who was Mick Jagger's girlfriend in the 1960s who ended up in St Bernard's Mental Asylum?
Marian Faith.
Correct. In which Nicholas Rogue film did Mick Jagger appear?
Performance.
Correct. In 1981, Bill Wyman got into the charts with a French-sounding record. Which record was this?
CC, Je suis un rockstar.
Yep, correct. One of Keith Richards' very early appearances was in a club in Ealing. What was the club called?
The G Club.
No, it was the Ealing Club. With which album did the Stones top the charts in 1973?
Pass.
Who wrote the song Keith Don't Go about Keith Richard?
Pass.
What was the Stones' first number one single?
It's All Over Now.
Correct. What's Bill Wyman's real name?
William Perks.
Correct. With which group did Ronnie Wood find fame in the middle 60s?
Oasis.
Correct. What number album is the Stones' latest?
32.
No, it's the 36th. Who or what was back, behind and in front?
It was the name of a film they wanted to produce, but they never got around to producing it.
Correct. What was the name of the Stones' first record producer?
Andrew Lugolden.
Correct. And at the end of that round, you've scored 14 points. Passed on two. Mick Jagger sang backing vocals on Carly Simon's You're So Vain. And the 1973 chart topper album was Goat's Head Soup. Thanks very much. Oh, there was one more, actually. Nils Lofgren was Keith Don't Go about Keith Richards, sorry. And the next one, please. Your name, please.
Filippo Marcangelo.
Whoop. And your specialist subject?
Western European history, 1918 to 1939.
Right. History of Western Europe, we have it down as, which is the same thing, we hope. Starting from now. Who was the Prime Minister of France in January 1919?
Clemenceau.
Correct. What did Germany renounce in 1934 with the signing of the German-Polish Friendship Pact?
Pass.
What did the Nuremberg laws on race deprive Jews of in 1935?
The right to stand for public office and to marry an Aryan.
Correct. In a speech on March 26, 1936, who made it quite clear that England would defend either France or Belgium or both together if Germany attacked their independence?
Pass.
In the Spanish Civil War, Italians fought on both sides. What was the battalion called which fought on the Republican side? Why did the French Premier Chanton resign in 1934?
Pass.
The Covenant of the League of Nations was theoretically upheld by the threat of three forms of sanctions. What were they?
Moral, economic and military.
Correct. According to the terms of the Treaty of Versailles, what area was to be returned to France?
Alsace-Lorraine.
Correct. There were four main reasons for Italy's invasion of Ethiopia. Can you name two of them?
Revenge for the Italian defeat at Adowa.
Yeah.
The desire for an empire.
Correct. The League of Nations imposed sanctions against Italy after her invasion of Ethiopia. What commodities did Britain and France continue exporting to Italy?
Steel.
No, it was coal and oil. Who was elected as President of the Weimar Republic following Ebert's death in 1925? In what year did Germany join the League of Nations?
1926.
Correct. What treaty was signed in 1929 between Mussolini and the Church?
The Lateran Agreement.
Correct. What were the terms of this concordat with the Pope?
The Pope would get an independent state and Catholicism would be made the official religion of Italy.
Correct. In French politics, what was the Croix de Feu formed in 1935?
Pass.
Who led an army of revolt in the Spanish zone of Morocco in July 1936?
Franco.
Correct. At the end of that round, you scored 9 points. Passed on six. The speech making it clear that England would defend France and Belgium or both or neither or any combination was Anthony Eden. The Spanish Civil War, the lot that were on the Republican side was the Garibaldi Battalion. The French Premier resigned because of the Stavisky affair. President of the Weimar Republic following Ebert's death was Field Marshal von Hindenburg. And in French politics, the Croix de Fer was a quasi-fascist organisation in active opposition to socialist and communist parties, including Marshal Pétain and Laval. Thank you. Is that the lot? And I would imagine that that is probably, as there's a full scoreboard at the end of the first round. So at the moment, we have a winner. Not surprising. Hold tight, please. The winner is Andrew Kent with 17 points so far.